Get ready, buckle in. We've got lots of student phenology coming up. We are hearing from some folks through our text line. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. You can text 218-326-1234. Mary is wondering, she says, it's raining on Webb Lake in Hackensack. How long do swans sit on eggs? Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. they're most waterfowl, when they brood their eggs, their chicks are born precocial, which means they don't need to be fed. They just get up and move. So it usually takes about 30 to 35 days. So figure a month from the time they get on their eggs. I've got a swan sitting on eggs on my lake, so I'll be watching to see how that develops and what happens there.
Okay.
But figure a month or more.
We also heard from Pat. Good morning. Baltimore Orioles have arrived in Zirkle, 15 miles south of Bagley. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Thanks, Pat.
Well, the Orioles and the Hummingbirds are kind of, I wouldn't say traveling companions, but usually when I see one, I see the other. So if you're getting Orioles, it's probably time to put your hummingbird feeders out. I put mine out last Sunday. Our friend and associate Charlie Mitchell said she saw hummingbirds in Marine on St. Croix on Sunday. And we've had a couple of reports. You said Penny had seen a hummingbird.
Yeah.
So they're here. If you're thinking about it, get your feeders out. Make sure they're clean. This time of year, 4-1 is a good ratio. 4 parts water, 1 part sugar. So for every, quart of water, you're going to need a cup of sugar. I don't put very much in my feeder this time of year. I fill them maybe halfway, and I wait and see what sort of consumption starts happening, because it will spoil in the feeder. So I put a couple inches in there, so there's plenty. But until I see them actually really coming and drinking heavily, I'm not going to put a lot out, because it's just going to spoil, and I'll have to dump it out and start over. So,
why making sure it's clean?
There can be some mold that gets in there that can harm the hummingbirds.
Okay.
Make sure they're nice and clean. I always wash mine before I put them away, and when I bring them out in the spring, I wash them again. So just to make sure. But yeah, and a little bit of bleach through them every once in a while to kind of kill any mold that might be getting started. That little bottom part of the, where the nectaries are, where the holes are for the, it can be tough to clean. Okay. So a lot of times I'll take a 10% bleach solution and just slosh it around in there and let it sit for a little bit and kind of make sure that there's not another biome growing inside there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and if you are putting your hummingbird feeder out, keep us posted when you see your first one. You can post on our Season Watch page or text us 218-326-1234. We just heard from Betsy in Meadowlands. She said she put up her feeder yesterday. She got her first hummingbird.
Good.
Nice.
Glad to hear it.
Thanks, Betsy.
It's time to do. I see there's a white-crowned sparrow running around out here. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Mrs. Paul and Mrs. Fisher's class at Fort River Elementary School in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Hi, we are Aya.
Casey.
Jahal.
We have noticed that the length has been getting longer by 2.5 minutes.
Also, the temperatures have been in the upper 60s and mid-70s.
The crab apple tree behind our school has many little green leaves, and it is filled with tiny pink and white flower buds. Some flower buds are even open. The maple tree now has many helicopter seeds of different sizes.
In one of our garden beds, we saw many wick sprouts. They were already about 3.5 centimeters tall.
We also saw bok choy, which was also about 20 centimeters tall.
Some of us found a bunch of chives growing behind our school, which were about 20 centimeters tall. We even tasted them. They tasted just like onions. We even saw poison ivy, but we didn't touch it. There were so many purple flowers around us. We recognized violet and ground ivy, which had such a strong scent.
Everything is getting greener here in Massachusetts.
And that's a wrap from the Western Mass Phenology class.
Hey, thank you. What a wonderful report, and what lovely voices. Thank you so much. And look at the things they saw. Their crabapple trees are in bloom. My crabapple trees are leafing out, but I don't see any flower buds yet. The maple trees have many helicopter seeds, and the bok choy is 20 centimeters tall. That's 8 inches or so, so it's getting up there. And chives that tasted like onions. Ground ivy, which some of us call Gill of the Garden. Others call Creeping Charlie. The snow melted, and I had flowers on my Creeping Charlie. That's how energetic that stuff is. Our next report comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, everyone. This is Robbie.
And this is Kaya.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Vigo saw our first grosbeaks and orioles this weekend. And then we heard and saw an oriole at recess.
We're wondering if it's the same oriole that we saw last year when we had a pair in our woods all spring.
We saw several deer. Sadly, most of them were roadkill.
There were geese with goslings that a lot of us saw at a city park on the river.
We've seen a lot of bald eagles, including what appeared to be several young bald eagles.
There are a lot of grackles, turkeys, and pheasants.
Anne and Finley saw a baby robin in a nest.
There was a crow making a strange raven-like croaking sound.
And no one saw any juncos or hummingbirds this week.
Silas has found morels and pheasant backs, and Michelle saw oyster mushrooms.
Sienna reported a lot of ticks, so be careful out there.
There are a lot of flowers right now. Tulips, dandelions, bellwort, violets, and bleeding hearts are all blooming.
The red and white oaks at school are finally leafing out.
The ginkgo is leafing out too, and the locust trees have had bud break.
But the mystery tree we have been trying to identify does not have bud break yet.
Maybe next week. Stay tuned.
For now, this has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
What a wonderful report. Thank you, kids. Great to hear from you. Grosbeaks and orioles over the weekend, and a lot of deer, most of them roadkill, in their words. That's, you know, food for a lot of animals. So it's kind of distressing to have those deer getting killed on the highways, but none of that goes to waste.
Hey, John, I have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
As we were talking about hummingbirds, we heard from Sam and Wendy from Cross Lake. They looked at their feeders and they saw their first.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, good Excellent. To hear from you guys.
Yeah, thanks. Geese with goslings, and I had a report of geese with goslings up here, bald eagles, several young bald eagles. None of this year's bald eagles are flight worthy yet. They are still learning how to eat and grow. I was watching my young bald eagle, and I can tell you that it is not ready to fly yet. Baby robins, that's a good sign. 14 days for the robins, but 14 more days in the nest before they'll be out flying around. No juncos and no hummingbirds. I suspect that there are probably some local hummingbirds, but it sounds like the wave has passed them and is heading north. And juncos, I'm seeing fewer and fewer of those myself. Morels and oyster mushrooms, lots of ticks. Oh, my goodness. You have no idea how many ticks I find every time I go outside, and I wear permethrin-infused gaiters to keep them off of me. Yesterday, I had 4 wood ticks and 2 deer ticks in spite of the gaiters. So there are a lot of ticks out there. Red and white oaks are finally leafing out. My red oak just broke bud this last weekend. Ginkgos and locusts at bud break, and their mystery tree. Who knows? We'll have to stay tuned ourselves to find out what's happening with their mystery tree. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Paige Anelli reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of May 5th.
The local rivers and streams are running very strong after a week of rain.
In the woods, we have hepatica, bloodroot, and trout lilies blooming. And the trillium leaves are just starting to appear.
Fiddlehead ferns are also popping up in the woods and around our houses.
Some of the new birds to appear this week are the rose-breasted grosbeak, indigo bunting, white-crowned sparrows, marsh wren, eastern meadowlarks, gray catbirds, a gray-cheeked thrush, a northern mockingbird, clay-colored sparrows, and Baltimore orioles.
There's the juniper tree covered in cedar apple rust fungus. The strange orange blobs were only there for a day or two.
There have been large swarms of gnats, especially around the athletic fields.
There have been lots of new warblers this week. Northern Perula, common yellowthroat, Nashville warbler, and pine warblers have all been sighted. And the yellow-rumped warblers are still here and devouring our suet.
One interesting sight this week was a group of ducks mixed in and following the flock of geese that were flying in a V formation.
This is our report for the week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thanks, kids. Nice report. Those kids down there at Little Falls, they get a great season of phenology every year from Mr. Caddett's, and we thank him for his hard work. The local rivers and streams are running very strong. My lake is up probably 6 to 8 inches. I had 2 inches of rain since the 25th of April, and so much needed and welcome. In the woods, hepaticas and bloodroot, both of those are blooming up here. Trout lilies, we don't have very many trout lilies this far north, but if you have some around, you should be checking them. Trilliums are up, and there are flower heads on them, fiddlehead ferns. So fiddlehead's sort of a generic term for the beginning of the emergence of ferns. Could be lady ferns, interrupted ferns, maidenhair ferns, ostrich fern, cinnamon fern. There's a bunch of them, and it's hard to say, but usually the first ones up are the interrupted ferns and the lady ferns, and we'll just have to wait and see what they run out on that one. Rose-breasted grosbeaks, indigo buntings, white-crowned sparrows, eastern meadowlarks, gray catbirds, gray-cheeked thrush, mockingbirds, clay-colored sparrows, and Baltimore orioles. What a nice list of birds all headed our way. Lots of new warblers, northern parula, common yellowthroat, Nashville, pine warblers all been spotted. Yellow-rumped warblers are still in the area, and they might actually have some that spend the summer in Little Falls area. And we are going to hear next from Nate Masakovich's class at Baxter Elementary School.
Hello from Mr. Masakovich's class at Baxter Elementary School. Our names are
Noah,
McKenna,
Grant,
and we are the phenologists for this week.
It has been very windy this week, but there has been some sun peeking through the clouds.
Most maple leafed out on 5-5, and the small-toothed aspens leafed out on 5-5 also, and some of our hepatica have been blooming. Some small-toothed aspen stands are leafed out too.
We also saw two bunnies.
We saw two types of butterflies this week, a Comptus tortoiseshell butterfly and a morning cope butterfly.
One of our classmates saw a June bug.
One of our other classmates saw an ant bridge in their backyard. We saw a bufflehead, a osprey, and two purple martins, and lots of butterbuds.
We also saw an oven bird and a great horned owl.
We have a question for you, Mr. Latimer. How big of birds do shrikes kill? Because we saw a dead red-winged blackbird by a fallen down tree. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thanks, kids. What a great report. Been windy. Most of the maples have leafed out, and the trembling or small-toothed aspen leafed out on the 5th down there. I had some that leafed out on the 1st of May, and I've got some aspens that haven't leafed out yet. So it's all a matter of their own phenology. Osprey and Purple Martins. Nice to hear about the Purple Martins. We had a group on talking about Purple Martins a couple weeks ago, and it was really informative and interesting. And lots of those coming into the area. We hope for their continued success. Butterbutts, also known as Myrtle Warblers, also known as, I think at one point they were called Audubon Warblers, but they are the Yellow-Rumped Warblers, and they are very popular right now. If you want to see one, go outside, find a maple tree or some other tree that's just breaking bud, and watch these small birds that are going to be sitting in the tree, kind of hopping from branch to branch. And at some point, they're going to scare up an insect, and that insect is going to fly out away from the tree, and that warbler is going to zip out and grab it right out of the air. And most of those doing that are going to be yellow-rumped warblers. How big of birds do shrikes kill? Well, it seems as though I mentioned earlier that I had seen shrikes kill a downy woodpecker, and I have reports that they can kill birds even larger than they are, flickers and robins. They have, pardon me, shrikes don't have talons. They have regular perching feet the way most birds do. They don't have that grab them by the feet, grab them with the feet kind of a thing that owls and hawks have. But they have a little hook at the end of their bill. And they come down on a bird and they sort of dominate it. They get it, force it down, and they reach in with that little hook bill and they sever the spinal cord right up below the head. And that kind of puts the other bird out of commission. And then they sometimes hang it from a barb, like a barbed wire fence, or from a barb like black locust, or a barb like blackberry, or some other plant that has a protruding barbs, and they will hang the flesh there. And in some cases, they return and strip it and eat it, using the barb as a way of holding the thing while they eat it. And oftentimes, they, when they kill something, if they've killed lots of things, they'll just eat the head and leave the body. So if you find a small songbird with the head gone, it's probably a northern shrike that has done the deed. We don't have a lot of northern shrikes here in the winter time or in the summertime, but in the winter they are pretty, I wouldn't say ubiquitous, but certainly there are enough around that you would run into them from time to time. Our next report is brought by the students from Central Elementary in Norwood during their trip to Long Lake Conservation Center.
This is Chase
and Brooke from Elementary in Norwood, Young America. One of the highlights of our trip was the triumphant of Dill Prickles, the porcupine. Dill returned to campus after a month-long absent and put on an impressive display of eating. Everyone got a good long look as it sat in the aspen tree having a feast on newly budded leaves. The prickly little friend's hands were blur, bringing leaf after leaf to its mouth, goring itself. We checked the ground beneath him in comfort. That is, was only the leaves he was eating, and not the bark. Another really cool sight was watching a painted turtle hatch and emerge from the ground.
Our group also observed a skunk in the compost. Long Lake staff told us that skunks are a rare sight on campus. We also saw a red-headed woodpecker, red-bellied woodpecker, a doe running through the woods, lots of squirrels, 10 ducks, 2 loons, geese, chipmunks, and 2 beavers. One of the beavers was eating what we thought looked like a nut on the shore of the lake. A little rain couldn't stop us from having a great week in the nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Indeed, get outside and live connected. You can't do better than that. Painted turtle hatch. Now that the adult female turtles will be out the end of this month, the end of May, and lay their eggs. If you see a painted turtle this time of year that's like the size of a quarter or maybe a 50-cent piece, That turtle probably was in the ground all winter and just emerged from the eggs laid last year in June. So pretty exciting to see that. Red-headed woodpecker and red-bellied woodpecker. Red-headed woodpeckers, boy, I love to see those. They are so starkly colored, white, black, and red, and that's it. And there's not a lot of intermingling of those feathers. It is where it is red, it is red. Where it is black, and the divisions, the patterns are set. So it's a big patch of white, a big patch of black, a big patch of red. There's not like some white mixed in with black the way it is on the downy and hairy woodpeckers. Our next report comes from Crooked Lake Elementary's trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, I'm Wesley,
Kiara,
and Kylie,
and we're from Crooked Lake Elementary School from Andover. Our group discovered a variety of creepy crawlies that came out after us, including lots of slugs living on and under logs. They are very cute. Most trees are budding.
Before breakfast, a group sat on the shore of the lake and listened to the bird concert. We used the Merlin map and confirmed 5 different types of birds. The American robin, chipping sparrows, yellow-rumped warblers, dark-eyed juncos, and swamp sparrows. Our group likes lichen. We found red, yellow, green, white, and blue, but not purple. With all the rain, the bog is very wet these days.
We watched a single loon fly over the lake. A pair of resident Long Lake loons didn't like that. We assumed they were saying, "This lake is taken, stay away." We spotted 2 leopard frogs near the marsh. We also found a spider, interesting fungus, and red-bellied woodpeckers. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Thanks, kids. Another good report from the kids visiting Long Lake. Slugs, and who doesn't like a slug? American robins, chipping sparrows, yellow-rumped warblers, juncos, and swamp sparrows. The juncos are moving north. The swamp sparrows are just getting set up in the area. Lichens. You can't do better than going out and looking at lichens. Red, yellow, green, white, and blue, but not purple lichens. Lots of colors there. And I hope you will take the time to observe a few lichens yourself. And frogs, 2 leopard frogs near the marsh. I haven't heard any leopard frogs singing, but they're water frogs. They are lake frogs. They breed and lay their eggs in the lakes. And so they're going to be a little bit removed from where I kind of run across frogs. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. My name is Eloise. Miss Rolfe heard a great horned owl hooting on Tuesday, April 30th, between 6:30 and 7 a.m. She was surprised as she had not heard a great horned owl before on her morning walks. Did you know that it is believed that the great horned owl stays with the same mate for at least 5 years, perhaps for life? Members of a pair often will remain on the same territory year-round. If something happens to one of the pair, the survivor will usually find another mate. Lupins are growing along the side of the rural roads in Duluth Township and are about 2 inches tall now. Although many people find lupins beautiful, they are invasive. Invasive crowd out native plants and force native species to compete for resources. Minnesota does have a native lupin, but it is located in southeastern Minnesota. The native lupin is a benefit to the federally engaged Karner blue butterfly. However, invasive plants like lupins do not provide the same benefits. The Minnesota DNR is actively managing the invasive lupins at state parks and trails around the North Shore. On Sunday, April 27th, near Renshaw, Minnesota, the migrating common green darner dragonfly was spotted for the first time this year. The common green darner has been recorded flying 76 miles in a single day, clocking speeds upward of 36 miles per hour during migration. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, kids. I had the pleasure of going over and walking with those kids last Thursday. We had a wonderful time. Great horned owls, and what a lot of good information. I love the way those kids dive in. They find something like a great horned owl, and they go out and they do a little bit of research, and they learn a great deal more, and they teach us. Who knew that great horned owls stay with the same mate for at least 5 years and perhaps for life. And who knew about the lupins, those wild flowers that we love so much that are invasive and of no benefit to the Karner blue butterfly? So interesting to learn those facts from those kids over at North Shore Community School. Great program and a great report. Thank you so much for that.
Are we ready to hear some more? We've got West Rapids up next.
Yep. Up next is Colin Cody's class from West Rapids Elementary School.
Hello, this is our phonology report from Mr. Cody's fourth grade classroom at West Elementary School. It was an overcast day, but warm out. My, oh my, the progress made over 2 weeks. The red and sugar maple both had leaf bud break. The butternut and basswood also started to break. The leatherwood's flowers were wilting, as was the speckled alder done flowering. The red elderberry had leaves and they were growing in size. Down by the creek, we saw three golden-crowned kinglets. Were minnows swimming too. There was also fresh woodpecker chips low to the ground.
As Mr. Latimer always says, onward and awkward.
Yeah, great bunch of kids. We've had a lot of fun this year. And some of the things that we made, there were some real changes in the past 2 weeks. Red and sugar maples both breaking leaf bud. The sugar maples are starting to flower and are going to be kind of a really beautiful sort of a chartreuse, kind of a yellow green. Butternut and basswood are both beginning to break leaf bud. The leatherwood flowers are at their end, probably done by now. Speckled alder is also done flowering. The red elderberry has leaves that are getting larger by the day. And three golden crown kinglets. Lots of good things there. And our final report this week comes from Andrew Pearson's class at Lake of the Woods School in Bedette.
This is Wyatt with a phonology report from Bedette for April 26th through May 3rd. Sawyer has noticed multiple beaver castor mounts along local creek banks. Marking territories, the first white-throated sparrow was heard on Saturday. Spring peepers were heard calling on Sunday. Finally, the first flock of molt migration, non-breeding Canada geese, was spotted flying over the school on Friday.
Thank you, Wyatt. Nice report. Migrating Canada geese, non-breeding, molt migration. That seems a little bit early. Usually it's in June that I see my first big flocks of Canada geese heading north. They go through an eclipse molt, which means they're unable to fly for a while they're growing new feathers. And that can be kind of dangerous. So they go up north, they find a lake with nobody on it, and they hang out there. That gives them some protection. White-throated sparrows are calling. Oh, sweet Canada, Canada, Canada. Oh, look. There goes a brown thrasher running across the music grounds out there. And besides the white-throated sparrow, spring peepers were heard calling up that way. So lots of things going on. You've heard the state north to, or south to north, and you've heard from Massachusetts where things are even a little bit ahead of where they are down in southern Minnesota. So that's our student phenology reports for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And gosh, I just love that part. I love hearing the kids. I love the fact that they're outside doing stuff and watching and looking. It's pretty unique.
Yeah, for sure.
And great for the kids.
Here's how you can help this program. We've been doing it for 40 years, phonology, but student reports have just grown, and thanks to the additional funding. And you can help us out by sharing it with other people. Go to our webpage, kaxc.org, or maybe you get that Season Watch newsletter. Send it to your friends. That can help us out.